Emma and Maddie are here to prove that small town girls can make it big. They're going to be tearing up the stage with their musical comedy mashup, Emma and Maddie Unplugged, happening at the Factory Theatre. These two icons serve up millennial musings, thirsty throwbacks and bewitching bangers. It's cheese core. It's chord heavy. It's kind of cathartic. It's also alliteration as all get out. Emma and Maddie, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks for having us.
Wonderful to have you both here. Now, Maddie, you hail from the sun-soaked coastal badlands of Atlantic Said.
Yes, I do, yes.
But now you're a corporate hotshot.
I sure am. Yeah, a corporate hot shot on the during the day and a comedian at night.
How does one make the transition from beach bum to corporate hot shot to comedy legend?
It's awkward. I just make it work, you know.
Are you the funny person in your office though?
No, not at all.
No,
no. It's very much a secret identity that I do comedy. When I go into the corporate building, I become corporate Maddie.
Surely, has the situation arisen at any stage there in the shared kitchen? People said so. What are you up to on the weekend, Maddie?
Yeah, no, now and again, someone will find out that I'm a comedian and they'll immediately say, "You've got to host our next All In." And I go, "No, no, you'll have to pay me for that."
I thought you might get the thing, "Oh, tell us a joke."
I do get that a lot, yes.
Do you have a joke there ready to go for when they do say that?
No, I usually just say that's not appropriate in a corporate environment, actually.
She's How in risk and compliance.
Yeah. So. We don't have time for that in risk and compliance.
It's all compliance, no risk. Yeah.
And Emma, you took the midnight train from the misty moors of the Southern Highlands all the way to star in an international toothpaste commercial.
Oh, absolutely. And my dentist was so proud of me when that happened.
Yeah.
One of my biggest achievements in life. That toothpaste commercial, Oral-B, it's been around the world. It's travelled more than I have.
What's the go with that? Do you get a lifetime supply of this fine, fine product as a result?
You would think so, but I still got to buy my own toothpaste.
That's ridiculous.
I know, but that's what keeps it real, keeps us grounded.
Like that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie where Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate went to the cinema and said, "Oh,
can I have a free ticket?
I'm in this movie. Can you let me in seat for free?" And the cinema let her in for free. And you would assume that someone who's a Hollywood actor would have ample cash to buy their own tickets.
I've been down at Chemist Warehouse trying to get that free toothpaste and they keep turning me away.
Yeah.
Balls in your court, Chemist Warehouse. You've got to do something about this. And might I just say, a dazzling smile that you've got there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you both have a smile for radio. You've got both your very unique backgrounds across musical theatre, film, sketch and stand up to the stage. Before I ask you about Emma and Maddie Unplugged, I've got to ask you about your debut show, a show called
Both Had Our Lives Ruined by the Same Genie. Correct. You do have to say it at the same time.
In unison.
For the magic to work.
Yeah, exactly. But if you say... Yeah, exactly.
Did that actually say you both had your lives ruined by the same genie?
That's what happened.
Yeah, it's a true story, actually. That's how we met.
Yeah. Are you at liberty to discuss it, or have people got to...
The genie made us sign an NDA, so...
Bleep!
We're going to bleep, Manny. Look, you know...
That's not very corporate of you.
Sorry. Emma's got to keep me in line, actually.
Yeah, it's true. We actually also, we were going to call this show Both Fell Down the Same Well.
Yeah. Because that also happened.
Another story of how we met.
Yeah. Different time, like different years.
You met at the bottom of the well.
Exactly.
And you're like, "Oh, g'day, what are you doing here?"
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got chatting. We're at a comedy course and we go, "Oh, you're in that well as well."
Yeah, different time. Same well, different time.
Yeah, you have to look up from your phone. Otherwise, you can fall down stuff.
Mm.
Well, Emma, if you fell down it well, you'd be able to shine a light with those dazzling smiles.
With the pearly whites.
Yeah. She doesn't need the light on her iPhone.
So whatever happened to this genie that ruined your lives?
He's
back
gone.
In the bottle, man.
Ancient history.
We zapped him back into the bottle. And
wrote a show about it.
Wrote a show. And it's cathartic. That's what our show is. It's about, you know, getting all of those kind of indignities of growing up and all of those cringe moments from your life and just celebrating them.
Yeah.
So instead of doing that thing where you lie in bed at night thinking, "Oh, God, what did I do that for?" I was so stupid. You're like, "No, there's a show in this."
You write a song about it.
Yeah, so our show is very, I would say, silly. There's a lot of comedians out there that you can see during Comedy Fringe who are political, hard-hitting, edgy comedians. We're quite the opposite. We are wacky. We've got lots of music. Our kind of goal with our show is to have people leaving feeling a bit lifted, high energy. The key word is fun for us in our show.
That's really awesome. And improv's a big part of the work that you do, and I imagine that's a great skill to have when you're writing songs.
Yeah. Actually, Maddie's got a good background in musical improv, and I've also been doing heaps of improv with ITS, Improv Theatre Sydney. Shout out to that community. And it definitely, it just allows you to experiment and like every idea is a good idea and just see where it goes, which is how most of our songs have come about, I think.
Yeah, and we're getting better at it, I think, like understanding each other's sort of voice and how we can complement each other when we're writing songs.
Yeah, like some of the songs you've written and then I've added something, or you, we've both actually been learning to produce music. We went to DJ school.
Are you serious?
We've been making beats, okay?
Yeah, we go to this school called Live School, which is how you learn music production. So we're actually, yeah, we've made some of our own backing tracks for this show, which is new.
How do you both find time to do anything if you're doing all of this crazy stuff with your lives?
No sleep.
Yeah, I'm having very stressful dreams.
So does that mean, keeping in mind that you've got that improv background, does that mean that the Emma and Maddie Unplugged show is happening as part of Sydney Fringe there at the Factory Theatre from Wednesday 10th of September till Friday 12th of September? Does that mean that sort of no two shows are the same? You never know what's going to happen.
It definitely, there's an element that is very sort of structured, and then there's an element that we like to keep free and alive. And Maddie's so great at crowd work and talking to the audience. And the audience is such a huge part of each show. So there will definitely be elements that are different from each night.
Yeah, but it is mostly, yeah, exactly.
We have a set list though.
We have a number of songs that we will be singing the same way every night if we can help it.
Yeah, oh well, I mean, that's an important part of songwriting, yeah, isn't it?
The backing track does not allow for too much riffing. Yeah.
And is anyone from work, from corporate headquarters, heading to the shows?
Oh, yeah, Danny. So my head of told me the other day, so two-up manager, that about 9 of them are coming on the same night that about 8 of my family members are coming. So that's going to be a fun night for me.
Oh, wow. Worlds colliding.
No pressure at all.
Any chance we could all book them a table together there at the Factory Theatre before the show where they can all meet and greet?
That's my fear, but, you know, it's like school parent-teacher interviews again or something.
They're going to sit down and assess your work afterwards and give you...
Yes. Oh, and an excellent place for assessment too, the Factory Theatre, because you can have a real night out there.
It's a good vibe. The bar there's so beautiful and it's a little hub of shows.
Yeah, lots of room to chill before and after a show.
Yeah, and the great thing is it's so Sydney Fringe Festival's on for an entire month, right?
Yes.
And it's not just comedy. You can go and see, you know, clowning or circus or cabaret or anything kind of that you're into. But the Factory Theatre is quite amazing because they've got about 3 or 4 shows every single night. So you could literally go and see 3 shows in a row if you wanted to and make a whole night of it.
And grab a drink in between. And you can also rock up sometimes on the night, like book something or just go and see what's on and get inspired and hop from, you know, theatre to theatre, but all the venues are kind of together and there's that beautiful bar space and it's a real vibe. I love it.
And the Fringe kicks off today, 1st of September. Might I just say that you are both excellent advertisements for the Fringe.
Oh, thanks. We love it. We love being part of it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, you should get amongst it.
Yeah.
Emma and Maddie Unplugged, happening at Sydney Fringe Comedy. It is going to be on at the Factory Theatre, a great place for co-workers and family members to meet and judge Maddie.
Yep.
From the 10th to the 12th of September. Tickets are available now at sydneyfringe.com. I'll put links up to that on the 2SER website. Any parting thoughts, Maddie and Emma, before I let you go? Is there anything that you've said that you'd like to apologise for? That's how I spend the majority of my program.
We're just, our motto is just lean into the cringe, I think.
Yeah, lean in.
Lean into the cringe. That's it.
Yeah.
Just too short.
Yeah. Don't put the brakes on. Accelerate
exactly.
Into that corner of cringe. All
exactly.
Right. Okay, that has changed my life.
Oh,
amazing.
Oh, good.
Yay.
There you go. I don't know. I mean, like, we'll wait and see how this goes, and I'll come back at you with a score update very shortly. But Emma and Maddie, I really appreciate you joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast and chook us for the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Danny.